This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. Invading your ear holes. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
You like this song, don't you, Jimmy?
Doesn't everyone?
Do you?
I don't know yet. No.
It's odd how this matches up almost perfectly. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is perfect. Here's verse two. I love that. That's so good. In this part, I didn't even know existed.
I know. You heard the first minute and a half.
It's crazy. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:10. I'll link this out. There's a gentleman who made this, and it's real good.
I feel about this the way old redneck men would feel about it. Is it, man, I want to listen to this while I drive a boat. It ain't supposed to be that.
You get out, you get caught into it. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, here we go. And then Will Smith pops in. Up to the house about 7 or 8. What do you say, Paige? Too late. 864-241-4318. That is the way that you can connect with us. I'll give you a second. 864-241-4318. That's how you get involved in this.
Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
241-4318. Here's some other numbers for you. Text 72341, that's our text line. Text the word WILD if you haven't yet. WILD.
Yes, you want, if you haven't seen that video yet, you want to text WILD so you can see Paige and Miss WILD do their thing yesterday.
I said earlier I've watched it 11,000 times. I really watched it like 6.
1,000 times?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no, not like 6.
Oh, 6 times.
I went back to hear certain little things that were said, innuendos, and then the Paige crawling on the floor at the beginning.
God.
Wonderful.
And you played right into it. You were doing it like you were such a submissive, sultry goddess.
Mm-hmm.
It was so great.
I was getting punished. I had to.
There was no punishment yesterday by any means. Everybody involved loved it. 864-241-4318. That is the FOF line. We do this on Friday. It stands for FOF Friday. That's where you want to get rid of all the animosity, all the drama. It's Friday. It's the weekend, the end to the week of drama, and that's what we do with FOF Line. You call in. You go off on people. We bleep it. We keep it anonymous if we need to. 864-241-4318. Here is Cut 1.
Yeah, f***ing boss got down there f***ing my mower working f***ing Friday, Saturday, f***ing Sunday. $9 down there. What the f*** is people anymore, man? I mean, damn, we got to have some meals to eat, hell, you know? It's just, it sucks. See you.
I'll put that on there, see if you could translate what the hell he said.
Man, I'm kind of lost.
From what I understand from it, he works for Aquaman. I heard him say Jason Momoa.
Oh, okay.
I heard him say Jason Momoa.
He's hot.
And I thought it was just me.
And then he only gets paid $9 an hour. I think.
And he wants some
food. Aquaman was cool in the Justice League movie.
He was blonde-headed, too.
Well, not in the Justice League movie. It was Jason Momoa.
I was thinking Super Friends.
Yeah, like that movie was like all about Aquaman and Wonder Woman, and everybody else kind of sucked, except when Superman went crazy.
Did you have the action figures, the little, I think they were Kenner?
No, I didn't have those.
Super Friends? Oh, that was great. It was wonderful.
You know what? I like the Flash in that movie, too.
Yeah.
He was fun.
He can run. I mean, there's real people that can run fast.
Not that fast. Well, only still. Superman is as fast as him.
Still, though. Don't get started on comic books again, because we get slayed on Twitter when we do. We always say something that ain't right. 864-241-4318. It is the FOF line.
This is for all the motherfuckers in front of me on 85 North this Thursday morning. Each and every one of you rubber net nosy motherfuckers that is slowing down, making my motherfucking truck overheat, keeping me from being at work on motherfucking time because you want to look on the other side of the damn wall at somebody whose car broke the down. All of you, I hope you all crash and die.
Golly, bummer.
I don't wish that.
Then you'll never get to work.
Back in my driving days, I would often... I told Nine this one. I said, tell me if I'm a bad person. I said, when somebody pisses me off in traffic, I don't wish that they wreck and die. Or I say, I hope you total your car and don't get hurt.
Okay.
Does that make me a bad person? Total it out means they'll get insurance money. I just want their day to go wrong is what I'm really wishing for. I don't want any injuries to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I just want the car to get totaled and ruin their day. Maybe I should just wish for a flat tire. That'd piss me off.
That'll make your wish come true on 85.
86, well, or points at highway.
Any road around here, man, any road.
Yep.
It's up highway 86.
Yeah. 864-241-4318. It is the Rise Guys FOF line.
This is P1 TaylorMade, and this is that stupid in the warehouse today about food safety. You can my damn you. Who gives a about steel-toed shoes? We ain't got health insurance anyways, you peach. I get my foot crushed. All you going to do is fire me, you. Get the f*** out of people's way while they're trying to f***ing work, asking 100 million questions, you food safety bitch.
Food safety?
Wow, that's a new one.
You don't have health insurance. That's why they want you to have steel toes.
Yeah, but why are you wearing steel toes when you work at a restaurant?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they said a warehouse. I guess heavy stuff.
Food safety. Okay, yeah, okay, I see. Well, I mean, I see his point. You're not going to give me insurance, but you want to protect my toes?
Well, yeah, because they don't offer insurance. They definitely want you to have steel toes, so you don't crush your toes.
That makes sense.
And, in case you didn't know what he said,
he was right.
He invited her to have a good time with his lower half.
I heard that.
Whoa.
Okay.
I heard that.
I mean, I don't agree with it, but I understand why they want you to have steel toes, because they don't give you insurance. They definitely want you to have steel toes, which
steel
is messed
pants.
Up, but that's why.
Steel hoodies, steel hats.
Workman's comp.
Yeah. And then he's right, you know. Who is it that can change it? Who is it that can change this whole right-to-work state? The mafia? Is that who has to get involved? Because it is upsetting that I hear about so many people that can just be fired on a whim like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people who suck at their jobs, a lot of times they won't fire them because they know if they do, they have to pay unemployment on it.
Yep.
So that's why a lot of lower hangers get to, I'm not talking about old breasts.
Hangers on.
Hangers on, that's the word I was looking for. You know what I'm saying with that. It needs to change. I think so. 864-241-4318. If you disagree, call in on that. Here's cut four.
P1 Hitman. I'm a truck driver coming out of Columbia, South Carolina. Listen to you boys laughing my ass off. Listen. Some of them boys out there are not truck drivers. They're f***ing steering wheel holders, okay? And the bright lights, they get on my damn nerves, too. There ain't nothing we can do about it. Just go on about your damn business and do what you got to do. But we all got a damn job to do. If you don't like it, keep your ass at home. Stay off the road. Y'all have a good day now. Goodbye.
What a pleasant person you are.
Nice gentleman. He said steering wheel holders.
Steering wheel holders. Reminds me of Mama, my daddy's mama, my other grandma. She would always, I'd always laugh or chuckle when she'd say, hand me the pot holder.
Pot holder.
Yeah. Pot holder.
That's so cute.
864-241-4318. Is this cut five?
It is five.
All right, here we go. FOF line.
Hey, Rise Guys, I'm a truck driver, and I know you guys don't like us. But listen, all these sumbitches out here that love cutting us off, that's the reason we act like such assholes, because you get somebody in a damn little beat-up-ass Ford Pinto that wants to cut off an 18-wheeler, pull out in front of him, hit the brakes, and slow down, and then want to bitch and raise hell because we almost run their dumb ass over. That's why we got such
f***ing attitudes. It ain't against good people like you guys that knows how to drive. It's against ass that don't know how to drive. One is, I'm looking at a motherfucking lady right now that's wanting to play in the damn mirror, putting her lipstick on, driving down the f***ing interstate. You hey, stupid. Get off of the f***ing phone, put your makeup up, and pay attention to where you're going. That's what the f***ing problem is with truck drivers. They're aggravated because of dumbass people like that. Y'all have a good morning, Rise Guys.
Again, pleasant man. I do want to correct something, though.
Oh, you're going to tell a lie. Go ahead.
Paige is the person who talked poorly about truckers.
That's right. That's right. That's the truth.
Anybody that had any different ways of looking at things about truckers was you, Nine.
No, I said one thing. I'll say it very plainly.
That was where
right
the as, yeah, but what I'm explaining is where the ball rolling started, because then other truckers, there was some infighting between truckers and steering wheel holders.
Yes, yes. The only thing I said was that I'm not the biggest fan of when there's two lanes of highway.
Yeah.
And there's two trucks both going about 45 in a 55 occupying both lanes riding side by side.
Agreed. Absolutely.
Like, one of you should get over in front of or behind the other one, let some people around maybe would be all right to do.
Don't hog
but
the
you
road.
Ain't got to drive, like, side by side doing 10 under the speed limit the whole way to damn Greenwood.
Don't you also think it should be a national law that trucks stay in one lane or the other?
Nah,
unless
they
have to pass.
Around.
Unless they have to pass.
I think it's fine if they move around. But I will say, I'd rather you do 45 than 95, because that scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, than Tesla trucks. That's what's
good. Sometimes, these truckers just blow my doors off. I'm like, man, you realize Jesus. You realize that thing is a truck, right?
He calls them doors. The FOF line. Get in on it. 864-241-4318. Here is cut number six.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Thanksgiving. Family eating, because every time we have a Thanksgiving, everybody gets around the table and remembers the fact that I like to eat. Okay, who gives a how fat I am? You know what? Every year I got to hear all the mouth from all the little fat bitches in my family want to talk about how, oh, well, it looks like you're gaining some weight. Well, no, I just got done eating. I'm stuffed. I'm full. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror naked? Nobody wants to see your shape either. You look like an upside-down triangle. Shut the up about how I look and how the I feel about myself. I don't give a about what you think. I feel fine. Being fat is a privilege. That means I get to eat, and I love food. Fat boy, back me up here.
Yes.
Oh my God!
I couldn't have said it any better.
Literally, if I wasn't so lazy, I would have rolled off in the floor laughing just now. I would have had to gotten up, but God bless. She looks like an upside down triangle. I picture that, and I'm like, God, there are a lot of women that look like Johnny Rocket.
Yeah, there are.
My goodness.
You said it perfect, buddy. Right on.
Look like you shoplifted a Christmas tree.
You should be a slice of pizza next year for Christmas. Anybody correct that? All right, good. Halloween, I know. We have two to go.
Yeah, I got some angry women.
It is the FOF line, heard exclusively right here on The Rise Guys, 864-241-4318. Here we go.
This goes out to my no good, lying, cheating, f***ed some bitch boyfriend of 3 years. Yeah, that's right, Dave. I'm calling you out on The Rise Guys so thousands of people will know what a piece of you are. I saw the perverted you were texting to. I can't believe the size of your balls. You have the audacity to betray me, break my heart, but most of all, pretend to be a father figure and role model to my son. I should hunt you down and chop your off. We are so done. Your will be on the lawn. And to my friend, you have betrayed me as well. But I'm going to be the bigger person and forgive you because you're not the one who made a life with me and promised to be faithful. But seriously, you both. Oh, yeah. And Matt, please stop burping on air. It's rude, disgusting, and beneath you. You're better than that.
You know, first of all, why would you assume that any time that there's a burp, that it's me?
Well,
it does usually sound like you.
What does that mean?
Well, your burp comes out like your voice, kind of. I mean, when I burp, it sounds kind of like my voice burping.
Is Fatboy doing one of his impressions?
It engages your vocal cords to some extent to burp.
But, you know, that's that thing. I call it the front yard. Or I call it the yard. You call it a lawn. I mean, I don't have any take any exception with that. I just know that you're a proverbial Yankee.
I just imagine if people listen with like earbuds in and you burp right in their ear.
Ugh.
That's got to suck.
Oh, man. Well, obviously it's not really me because if I'm burping, I couldn't be talking at the same time. Thank you very much.
You're a talented ventriloquist.
Look at that. I didn't say I burped with my mouth. Did I?
Goodness.
All right. And also, I heard the hurt in your voice. I feel very sorry for you. Yeah, I say all that, tear you down, but to say this, I feel you could hear the hurt in your voice. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry about that.
She was betrayed.
Yeah. Here we go.
I imagine this lady here has got a bunch of rings on each hand, real skinny hands, long, permy hair. She puts up with a scrunchie.
Yeah.
And has real
fights in grocery store parking lots.
And real bad cigarette breath.
Oh, wow.
I love her.
Oh, wow. Let's get to it.
It's the FOF line, 864-241-4318.
Yeah, I like to call out this nasty-ass bitch that I work with, showing up all hungover, talking about, I got a headache, puking all over the damn toilet, leaving that shit in there, falling asleep at her desk. I mean, what the fuck? And not only that, the bitch don't wash her motherfucking hands. She leaves skids in the damn toilet and floaters. Like, I'm sorry, am I the only one that can, like, look behind after I'm done and make sure I don't leave, like, all up in the toilet or nothing?
I mean,
is that, like, I don't know. It's disgusting. Bitch, you don't wash your hands. You vomit on the toilet. Like, I need you to get your life together because you drive me insane, especially with your drama. God. Love you, guys.
She was awesome.
That's my favorite, when they get so much venom and anger out there, and then it's like, love you, Rise Guys.
She's going to call back and go off on Fatboy next time, because he described her as being way more redneck than she sounded.
That was perfect, though.
No, I mean, she didn't sound like rings and like permed hair and the bad cigarette breath. I bet she don't even smoke.
Yeah, but when she talked about what she saw behind her, that kind of trumps it.
Well, I mean, I think it's responsible to look and see what's behind. You got to see what you've left.
The woman you described is like 38 to 49, Fatboy.
Yeah.
That girl right there sounded like she was early to mid-20s.
Yeah.
Well, somebody looks, because we always get asked if we flushed.
I'd love to play a game sometimes, specifically with women, where you call in and we have to guess your age within 3 years. I bet we would lose so – we may have a plethora of prizes. Ooh. Because especially with smoker ladies.
Oh, yeah. Can't tell at all.
You can't tell it anyway. That's the FOF line, 864-241-4318. If you agree, disagree with any of that, or just want to talk about what's going on with you, we're going to open them up. The phones, that is.
Open phones.
864-241-4318. That's the FOF line. But to call in, go live with us right now, 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. We'll talk to you on the radio right after this.
Now back to Matt, Nimes, Agent Fatboy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:36. She gets so embarrassed each time that I keep saying it. But if you'd like to see Paige get punished by dominatrix Miss Wild.
If you'd like. You mean you would like to. No if.
Do we have to say that? No. No. I mean, we don't have to say that it's somebody just tweeted me. I'm reading it like you can see it. It said, should you say you have to be 18 to watch that? No. There's no nudity at all.
Not a bit.
And no bad words. We're same broadcast we're doing on the radio.
Some cleavage and some clothed backsides, but that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and fine. A lot of pleasure and pain from Paige.
Yeah. Hmm. Educational video if you text WILD to 72341. It's not that if you want to see that video, you want to see that video.
I think a good P1 would share that video around, too.
Absolutely. You should show all your friends.
The boys at the garage, at the plant.
Yeah. Where
the office?
The office.
Wherever we're at.
The Office.
The Office. That's right. Remember that show?
I loved it.
Michael Scott.
Love The Office.
1-800-774-0093. Let's go to Anonymous. She's been waiting ever since I gave the phone number out. Online. Yeah, there we go. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
Anonymous, good morning. Anonymous always tells me that it's salacious. It's going to be. It's going to be saucy. It says here you got some drama going on. What is it?
Well, I was calling to get your advice.
Okay.
This is my first Christmas as a divorced mom.
I'm sorry.
I have three kids, three sons. Thank you. It's for the best, trust me.
Okay.
They are 3, 6, and 11 years old.
Oh, boy.
And my husband got the house, and I live in an apartment now.
Now, how does that, well, he got the house, you're in an apartment. How's that? I mean, what happened with that?
Well, I would, that's not the focus of the call. I'd rather not focus on that, if that's okay.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear what the problem is, and then we'll see if that needs to be focused on, because that could be a major part of this. But go on. What's the drama?
We're trying to figure out Christmas, and, you know, me and my ex, our solution is that he is going to get to take the boys on a vacation and get some extra time with them, and in return, I'm going to have them for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, because I just couldn't imagine doing it without them.
Yeah.
But the more that I've been thinking about it, you know, the kids grew up in that house, and I worry that I might be cheating them, you know, by having them come to my apartment. Like, it's going to be a poor imitation of the Christmases they grew up with, and having that experience of, you know, waking up in your bed and running down the stairs to see the tree.
Yeah.
And
well, you're going to decorate the apartment, though, right?
Oh my goodness, of course. But I just don't, you know, I just don't feel like it's going to be the same. I don't want to cheat them.
Yeah.
Out of their...
Is that why you're in the apartment? Oh, go ahead.
So I mentioned this to my ex via text, and, you know, he was like, fine, if you feel that way, you know, come spend Christmas with me and the kids at the house. And, you know, they have an extra
bedroom
there.
Oh, I just heard the pain in your voice when you said that. You said, we have, they have an extra bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, we're adjusting. It's an adjustment period. But my big...
That's a bad idea, if that's the question.
It sounds like a good solution. However, he has moved on, and his girlfriend stays with him at the house now.
So he's inviting you. You would get the kid. I almost said possession, but you get the kids for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But you don't. You want them to be able to enjoy Christmas in the house you grew up. They grew up in, and that the husband has, the ex has. He says, okay, if that's the way you feel, come spend Christmas with us, and you can stay in the house and all this. But the girl that, God, I want to know if he left her for you or how that worked out. But anyway,
if he did that, he wouldn't have got the house.
That's what I'm thinking. She don't want to talk about it. So,
No. And truth be told, our marriage was over probably after the second kid. So I really don't begrudge him or have any reason to hate her. It's just, it's a tricky situation, and I'm just, you know, I'm not sure.
That just answered that question.
What's fair to everyone, you know? I want to be fair to everyone.
All right, you're anonymous, so I want to ask you a real question. Do you just not want the kids ever at the house?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you not? I don't know. I need to know. It's very important to me to know why he got the house and you got the apartment. Because know the way it is around here.
That's a whole separate call. We'll put it that way.
I just think that I get it that you want them to experience the house they grew up in, but that's setting that, like, times have changed. The timelines have shifted. Now they're living life in two different places. And I've been through this now for 9 years, so I know how that is. And it sucks sometimes, especially when it's your off weekend or your off holiday or whatever. But if you set them up now for the first Christmas after the divorce, they're going to expect that every Christmas after the divorce.
That's going to be weird when they're 26. It's going to be weird now. Hell.
Yeah.
That's a big house, three kids. Yeah. A bedroom and then an extra bedroom. That's a big ass house.
Yeah.
And he got to keep it.
Yeah. There is no way I would allow myself to go back in the house in that sort of situation if he's moved on. And you need to start a life for yourself.
Jesus, she has. She's got an apartment.
I know, but she needs to start her own traditions with her own Christmas and live your life because you're no longer Mrs. Somebody. You're who you are. You need to do what's right for you and your kids.
Yeah, you do have to start your own Christmas thing now. I mean, you can't just piggyback on that house and that old Christmas that used to be your tradition. I mean, it's a different family dynamic now.
And don't sell apartments short either, because I celebrated four of them with my kid alone in an apartment. And it wasn't that bad.
With a cheap power bill.
There was more mental room. less stockings.
Yeah. And not just you. Yeah. The girlfriend doesn't want you there.
You are just blatantly giving it to her today.
Paige is honest ever since that whooping she took.
On.
Text WILD to 72341 to see the video.
I really appreciate your opinion. So,
well, I
wanted to call. You guys are like family to me. You know, I listen to you.
Well, you tell family why you got divorced.
I mean, it's not like you can't stop in and say hey or bring the kids by that day, but live your life. Be happy. Wake up every day and say, this is what I'm going to do with me in my life.
Yeah. And just go on vacation with them when they go.
Yeah,
then that'll be fun.
No.
Have fun.
You know, what everything that was said there was collectively true. You gotta move on. If you set it up this year that everything's the same, then especially for the young one, 3 or 4, whatever you said, 3-year-old, you got to let them know in a very, eggshell kind of way, walking on eggshells, kind of like times have changed. They know that now because of the every other weekend deal. But if you set them up, it's just, I think you got to do it at your place. Do a new tradition. Don't do ugly Christmas sweaters. That's overdone. Don't do it anymore. If they sell them at Target, it's done with.
Yeah, it's true.
You had to used to go to Goodwill and buy them or make them.
If you reached a point where you got past whatever stage of trying to stay together for the kids and realized that this is a better situation or a better solution, if you got to that point, then you should get to the same point with Christmas and new traditions or new ways to celebrate or whatever. I mean,
get them all together in the kitchen and make a meal together. You all cook it and eat it no matter how bad it is. You have to eat it. That'd be fun if it's all black.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
I've made 3 Christmas barks so far. They all fail.
Oh.
It sucks. I think that's what you should do. And the Fat Boy's got his finger on the button, so we got to go for time purposes anyway.
All right. Guys, I got to get to work.
Get on then, girl. All right. Thanks for calling. Merry Christmas.
All right. Happy holidays. Thank you. Bye. Right. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. Something's up with that. I'd love to pontificate about it.
Yeah.
There ain't too many reasons that he would have got the house and the kids like that. Ain't too many reasons.
A lot of people were saying some really mean things about that lady at the beginning, just based on the way she was talking.
Yeah,
you don't know. You don't drug. You don't know.
We can't say that with any certainty or any fairness to her.
The phones are open. We're going to take a break. Come back and talk to you. 1-800-774-0093. How do you handle that situation? Maybe you got your own problems. We'll talk to you. Get on the horn. Touch base with us. We'll do it right after this.
More of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:51. Let's get to these phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to Don in Simpsonville. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Rise Guys?
Well, sir, it says here you have a comment about Anonymous and her Christmas overnight situation.
Yes, sir. I'm in a similar situation.
Yeah.
I have custody of my children after my divorce from my wife.
Thank you.
Ex-wife several years ago.
Yeah.
And we were in the same situation. You were very curious about why she didn't have the house.
Well, yeah, just in a nosy kind of way.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the same situation. I have the house and custody of my children, and my ex-wife couldn't. And here's why. She was a cheater, and she got caught. So with that, they lose their lose their alimony.
Oh, I see.
So and then on top of that, once they go through a divorce and you split up the assets, whoever can afford to keep the house and take care, provide for the children, that's what the courts are going to go with.
Okay. So we can maybe assume about anybody who is a female in the state of South Carolina, maybe that she cheated and that's why he got the house.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out. Because if it was drug-related, I was going to say, okay, don't get all tripped out of your head on Christmas Eve when you got the kids there, if that's still an ongoing situation. But if it's not, then fine.
A lot of times one leads to another. Well, I'm not saying that I don't know that case at all. I don't know what it was.
Idle hands. Thank you for calling, my friend. Let's go to... There's P1 Slapdog in Greer. Hey, Slappy.
What up?
How it is, sir? You want to comment on this lady, too?
Yeah, I was about the same thing as the other guy said. I'm going through the same situation.
God.
I got the house. I got custody. And it's always... It needs to get away from the old way of always goes to the mother. That makes me mad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's always got to be a bad situation. Just like that. And it's just... That needs to change, you know?
Well, here's just a question, and I'm just lobbing this out there, not to be devil's advocate, but why is it that women will get custody, but yet they don't want to pay them equal wages? You know what I'm saying? Like, they say, okay, you're going to take care of the kids, but we're not going to pay you as much. That's kind of asinine to me.
It's not fair.
Uh-uh.
You
it's
know, the
really,
poverty
really
rate of women and small children, you got to look at those stats.
Yeah, and women, I read something the other day, women have better credit scores than most men. Because women pay attention to that more than men do. And so it's,
well, I need to have a sex change.
They make less and have better credit scores. You teach us.
We try.
Where's Dave Ramsey's wife?
Yeah.
You know?
There was another thing I saw, too. It's like when... A man cheats on a woman, they're like, oh, man, he really messed up. They deserve to have kids. But when a woman cheats on a man, they're like, oh, that man must have treated her terrible and made her go cheat. It always gets looked at in that kind of view, and that needs to change.
Yeah.
I don't always think that, but I'm sure it happens. Thank you, my friend. If I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas.
All right, man. I'll see you guys.
All right. He don't celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I've never thought that about anybody. Cheaters are cheaters.
But what he says is true. When one goes to the other, you just assume. It's just and nobody can explain why we feel that way. It's just taught. It's taught to us. Time for one more, Flood?
No, just one.
Eric in Spartanburg gets the last call. Hey, Eric.
Hey guys, what's up?
Not much, sir. What's your comment
on
anonymous?
I just wanted to call, she sounds like that one girl that called, about the girl throwing up in the toilet and not looking back and all that.
Yeah. From the FOF line, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, dude. I was like, and why does he keep on, and then not wanting to talk about your divorce? That's already a setup right there.
I think
that means you're not being honest anyway. So anything you have to say, really, we should not even care because you don't even want to be honest with us.
That's true.
Kind of agree with that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Thought
if you're going to call anonymously, I know what you mean, Vern. If you're going to call him anonymously, I realize people put two and two together, but Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson, Asheville is a big area now. Not everybody's listening to us right now, but most of them are.
Most of them are, yes.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend. You have a happy holiday season, Christmas, all of it.
Thank you.
Not you. You're a Satanist. We're going to take a little break. Paige's buns are still on fire. If you don't believe me, text WILD, WILD, to 72341 and see Paige get punished yesterday by Miss Wild, the dominatrix.
You want to watch that.
You do.
You want to see that.
You do. Matter of fact, I if you haven't watched it, watch it right now. WILD to 72341. We're going to do it all over again. Pigskin Picks this week, right after this.
More rock, fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block smacks you between the ears. Starting at 10, right after these Rise guys shut up.
93.3, the planet rocks. Bye.